Hey, ladies and gents, it's James from We Do Tech. We're here with Sam Bage, and Sam has been spending most of the weekend getting extremely, extremely narked off with the Fallout 3 DLC we were given to review. Start us off. What exactly happened? We're going to be bringing some video footage soon about it, but give us the lowdown.
Oh, God, it was so bad. I mean, the first thing we did was put up Broken Steel. Broken Steel, brilliant. PlayStation 3 works really well, never stop stutter. I mean, even in the campaign mode, the normal campaign for Fallout 3, I had once or twice it stopped and froze. 80-hour campaign, that's fine. But this DLC, Broken Steel, apart from Broken Steel, everyone else has stopped and required me to reset my console at least a dozen times each. And I was playing Point Lookout last night and it did it again. It stopped, stuttered. A constant pop-up on the horizon. I don't mind that so much. It's just, it'll freeze and make me get my fat ass off the sofa and reset the goddamn console.
That's never good. And I'll tell you, I mean, how has that affected you in terms of trying to complete the DLC missions? I mean, have you had to save it every 5 seconds?
Well, that's it. I mean, like, usually you save it every sort of, like, hour or something like that, but I've had to save it every 4-5 minutes. It's ridiculous. And as well as that, because there's so much stuff in Fallout, the save file goes up more and more and more. So now I'm looking at a 15 megabyte save, which does take doesn't take long, but it just piss me off. I love Fallout, don't get me wrong, but this is just... A 4-hour campaign for Operation Anchorage took me 7-8 hours. It's ridiculous.
And in terms of the actual DLC itself, is there some really nice set pieces in it that you've found, or is it more of the same?
No, do you know what? Surprisingly, it's awesome. They're all brilliant. They're all original. They're all fantastic. Each one is different from the last. Operation Anchorage, all set in Anchorage, Alaska. You got the Point Lookout, which is set in like a sort of like a Florida swampland. Yeah, Mothership Zeta, which is, Christ, it's on an alien battleship. It's brilliant. They're all so wonderfully different. And I just can't play them. I want to love them. And because of that, I'm going to be reducing the score. It's just too buggy.
So in terms of Bethesda, we'll be contacting them to find out whether this will be patched. And we'll be asking your opinions as to whether you're experiencing the same issues yourself. Like I say, Sam's not experienced this on any other game for DLC packs that he's had. It seems to be down to this and this alone. So we'll be interested to see how that pans out. When can we exactly expect those reviews to come down? This week at all?
Or? It should be about this week, early next week, something like that. They're only going to be a page each. I mean, there's not much entirely to talk about. It's like new weapons, new environments, new characters, and a few missions each. And hopefully they should be up some of early next week at the latest.
And just a quick word on another game that you've been given to review, which isn't particularly the best game in the world.
Dear.
Farming Simulator.
Oh, no, it was Farming Simulator.
Oh, not Farming Simulator, Digger Simulator, rather.
Digging Simulator, yeah, I loaded that up, sat down. I don't mind all the other Simulator games, at least they've got sort of a little bit of, you know, a little bit of something, but just that Digging Simulator just made me want to cry, into a fetal position and kill myself. It's just that, it's bad.
Well, there you have it. We're 12 members away from giving away our first Xbox Live Arcade game, which is the Warrior Street Ball. So if you haven't already, head over to WeDoTech.net and check that out. I think we're going to get back in the warmth because it's unbelievably cold outside here in Portsmouth. So until next time, we'll see you later on.
Easy as pie. Yeah, you'll see my comments on the video. I just, you hear me in the background just swearing at the console and just...